Episode 628, Belief Matters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to see you. It seems like it's been forever, and I know it hasn't, but I just want you to know how much I enjoy having you come on in and just our chat time together. It means the world to me. So get comfortable. You got your coffee because it's getting a little chilly out. You're probably going to need it because we're talking about belief. Belief matters. We're all in search of it. We all want it, right? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life simpler so you can pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. God has created you on purpose for a purpose. And in that purpose, you need to have belief. You need to find it because otherwise, what? If we don't believe within ourselves, we don't get very far. It's next to impossible to achieve your desired goals or obtain your outcomes and create lasting change if you don't believe. Belief matters. But how do we believe? Where does belief live? Where does it hang out? I want to know where it hangs out because I know I sure need a dose of it. I would take a lot of it. There's sometimes, oh yeah, self-doubt comes in, right? You're like, oh, I don't think I can do this. You begin to question anything. Am I being a good mom? Can I be a good first mom? Oh, wait, am I going to be a good mother-in-law? You know, maybe you're that stage in your life where it's like, I'm right there. Will I be a good mom-in-law? We all want a dose of belief. Belief matters. But in order to believe, you must achieve. And you achieve by taking action, learning something new, and accomplishing a task or a goal one step at a time. Sometimes I think we're trying to do too much. We try to cram this everything into one day. Our to-do list, you know, we only should be focused on three, and we have like 23 things listed. And some of those things on that 23 list, if you look down, came from like 2 years ago. Really, it's still on the list. Maybe your priorities have changed, so take it off the list. Why still have it on the list? If you're not going to do it, don't leave it dangling there. Because every single time you look at your list, what? You just become more depressed. You're like, I can't do this. And where does your belief go? Down the drain. You're like, I'm not accomplishing anything. I'm not doing it. Here's where you begin to build up your belief. You need to build your belief tower. Ignite your spark of belief by taking aim. Action ignites motivation. You need to be, do, believe. Be present. How many times are we distracted? I went to a meeting at my son's high school, and I was meeting with a teacher there. And in that meeting, I thought, you know what? I made sure, by the way, that before I went in there, I turned off my phone. But as I was sitting there, how many distractions were going on in the office? We were sitting in the conference room, and you would have thought that, you know, it would have been quiet. Oh, no, there was just everything. People coming and going, and, I mean, it's a school. It's going to happen. But see, that's our life. We think we're in our own little zone, but we have all these other things happening around us. And what do? We're not present. We're distracted by it. So you've got to be present. Then you have to do, take aim. Action ignites motivation. That means action. Ready, set, action. You got to put yourself into action. Do. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Stop thinking too much. Stop over planning. Stop creating. Those are all fun things to do, but if you're not getting into action, you're never going to get to where you want to go. It's like getting in the car and plugging in your GPS system, putting the address in and hitting start, but you don't turn on the ignition. You don't put it into reverse so you can back out of your garage. And you don't put it into drive so you can go forward. You just sit there. Do you think you're magically going to get somewhere? But in our life, that's what we pretend to do. if I just think about becoming healthier, this is what's going to happen. If I just think about becoming debt-free, it's just going to happen. This magic wand is going to be waved across me. Little sprinkles of dust is going to fall and poof, it's going to happen. No, it's not. But how it happens is you building your belief tower. Belief matters. You got to build it. I can carry your torch for you. I can encourage you. I can coach you. But ultimately, you are the one who has to build your tower. So be, do, and then believe. Achieve to believe. When you've tasted success, you want more. There's nothing better than cooking in the kitchen, trying out a brand new recipe, and then you taste it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. Why did I wait so long to try this recipe out? And you want to have it like every other night. Of course, then we get sick of it, right? Of course. Believe. When you have tasted success, you want more. You did it. That's a new block on your belief tower. Rinse and repeat. Be, do, believe. So what do you need to believe in? Where do you need to find your belief? Because again, I can carry your belief torch and encourage you, but ultimately you need to build your own belief tower. So you got to find out where to start. One step, one success at a time, leading you to miles of greatness. What are you waiting for? Pick one thing today, just one thing. Maybe it's not even on your to-do list. What's in your mind right now? What is it? What just came to your mind? I know there's something on your mind. Maybe you need to go for a run. You haven't exercised in like 5 days and you need to get your exercise in. So you need to go for a run. It's nice outside. That's the one thing that popped into your head. So before the sun sets tonight, unless you have a treadmill in the house or you're going to go run indoors, go for a run. Now, maybe you're not going to go for a run because that doesn't fit you, but someone is out there, I know, and I'll be included in that. What's the one thing that you can do today? That if you get that one thing done, that one step, you will feel amazing. It will put a smile on your face and your spark of belief will be ignited. I want to encourage you to join me today. We're in the middle of the free 5-day challenge, Ready, Set, Aim. This is day 4. We're talking about ignites, spark of belief. Come on in. This is one way you can be encouraged and challenged all at the same time to spark your belief, to begin building your belief tower. You can be on the live Facebook chat. It's in the show notes. Simply click on that. I'll be there at 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Okay, see me there. Or when you sign up, if you don't have Facebook, no big deal. Sign up for the challenge. You'll get it within the coursework. You'll see it in the emails. It'll come to you. You'll register and everything will be there along with the worksheet. Belief matters. Start building your belief today, one step at a time. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.